in your face. I am joined by Savages director Ketan Potofsky. The Patricia Cornelius play, which will be happening in September at Theatre Works. Ketan, welcome to 3CR. Welcome to In Your Face.
Thank you so much for having me, James.
You have an amazing career. I mean, you directed In the Club, The Inheritance, The Gospel According to Jesus, Queen of Heaven, The Hall, Sugar, Things I Know to Be True, Burgers, 36. It just goes on and on and on. Tell us about Savages. First of all, the title. Why is it called Savages?
Well, Savages, this new, or not so new, actually. The play's been around for about over 10 years. It premiered at 45 Downstairs in 2013, directed by the incredible Susie Dee. Is inspired by the tragic case of Diane Brimble, who some listeners may remember, a woman in 2002 that was found dead on a P&O cruise inside a cabin. It got a lot of media attention back then, there were 8 men from Adelaide that were in question about what could have happened to Diane. And Patricia, this is me speaking on behalf of Patricia, but she wrote Savages in response to men, toxic male behaviour, and what could lead someone to commit such a vile act. Such as what happened to Diane. And it's inconclusive what really happened to Diane, how she died. There are contradictory pieces of evidence from multiple sides, including some witnesses that were on the cruise. So we never really go into that. We never try and retell what happened to Diane. We respect her family and her story. So the play Savages is very much trying to understand male behaviour, and what could lead any man to do such a crime.
And the way you've got this story in terms of the actors is quite an interesting way to flip it, right? You've got an ensemble of women and non-binary actors playing this group of men. What an amazing juxtaposition for you as a director to have that to play with.
It's really exciting. I'm seeing it as an experiment. Reading the play a couple of years ago, I was very confronted by what it was exploring. And as a queer person myself, I am easily intimidated by toxic masculinity that I continue to experience today. Most recently, and this is, again, maybe sharing too much, but I was dealing with some tradesmen around my property, and the way they carry themselves and the way they talk to you can be a bit scary, and I'm not like that. So I was trying to imagine working with a group of male actors and putting on this play, and I was a bit frightened, to be honest. And I was speaking to the wonderful Belinda McClory, an actor who I've worked with on a number of projects, about the play and whether she wanted to come on board and help me assist and direct. And it was actually her idea. She asked me, she goes, well, would you consider casting women in the roles? And I thought, you know what, that's probably what it needs if we're going to redo this play today. It needed a different perspective on gender. And I think viewing these characters through a feminine and non-binary lens brings out the tragedy in how some men still talk about women. The language they use, the way they behave, the way they disrespect women. Hearing female and non-binary actors say such words about other women is really confronting. And I experienced this when we were holding auditions, just hearing the language said by non-male identifying actors brings a whole other perspective to what we're trying to say here.
Wow, so you're really looking at Patricia Cornelius's, challenging play through a completely different lens, and you must be picking up on new textures and new angles.
Well, I have always seen, I've worked a lot with gender and the transgender, non-binary community with a lot of my shows, and There are a lot of discussions around masculinity and femininity and the performativity of gender in society in general. So one aspect I'm trying to explore, and I will be experimenting with the cast, who are just fantastic. I've got now Nikki Wilkes, Aya, We've got Zoe Bowson and Leila Thacker. And we are going to dip into what's it like to perform ultra-masculine, and then what's it like to just actually be yourself and not hype up the femininity or masculinity. And I think by pushing gender aside, what I'm hoping is that will really ground the piece in reality. Because I don't see myself as performing any type of gender. I'm just what I feel comfortable being. But there are the two extremes, and we'll probably dip in and out of those as we explore the work together.
Of all the plays that you've worked on, I mean, you did Sugar, for example. You did the one about the gospel according to Jesus, Queen of Heaven. It sounds like they have really helped you interpret this play because of those discussions about gender.
They really have. I think all the work I've done in the past always helps me with the next production I'm about to do. And I learned along the way. I've learned so much about the transgender community in particular, and I'm so grateful and honoured that they continue to invite me back to create shows with them. But I've always been interested in gender representation on stage, and I think with this, with Savages, that explores toxic masculinity and how, you know, how men, when they're on their own or when, you know, you're catching up with your best mate, for example, they can be quite different. They can be open and vulnerable and sometimes even show, dare I say, a soft side. But when they get into a group, for example, like a group of four, which is what we have in the show, they kind of become something else. They become a pack, and they egg each other on, and I think they bring out the worst in them. And I wonder how many actually want to go ahead with such behavior, or how many of them just play along just to feel like they're part of something.
Yeah, and that's something this play really explores, Savages, the conformity, the culture of conformity around masculinity. That must be something that you are very conscious of with this play as a director.
Absolutely. And these characters, they all come from hard working class lives. So, you know, they've saved for a long time to take on to take this holiday on a cruise ship. And we kind of, I don't know how Patricia manages to do this, but we kind of fall in love with them. They're so funny and charming and, you know, to a point relatable, because, like myself, I have to save and save and save if I can, you know, if I want to take a holiday overseas in particular. So we get on their side for a while going, yeah, like, I can see myself in some of these guys. They've worked hard. They do the best they can with the very little they have. And why can't they just, you know, enjoy a luxurious holiday somewhere? And, you know, the minute they step on that cruise ship, they're just mesmerized by what's around them. They can see, you know, the poolside, there's dancers, there's a club, you know, around the corner. This is everything they've ever dreamed of. And they charm the audience, I think, to a point until one of them has an idea. And then all of us know that we're in trouble. We go, uh-oh, okay, something bad is about to happen.
Wow, so there's a lack of self-control around the pressure to conform and go along with something.
Unfortunately, yeah, all it takes is one bad apple in this circumstance, and the rest follow along. There is one character that is very reluctant for a while because he's in a relationship. There's a love interest without giving too much away. But, you know, they peer pressure him, and then he jumps on board as well. I have a feeling that this is what's still happening.
Wow. So the audience is really pulled towards these characters in a couple of ways. First of all, there's the empathy and they kind of go along with them. But then there's that element of the audience kind of wanting to reach over onto the stage and pull them back and say, don't. Why can't you see that that's wrong?
That's right. Yeah. There is, I think by the halfway through the play, we are so invested in these characters that as kind of vile and violent as they get, it's really hard to look away because we just are in disbelief that humans, yet alone men, are, you know, like, are capable of such things.
You kind of alluded to your sensitivity as a person. That must really help you as a director to read emotional nuance, but also kind of, you know, feel the lines of the play.
I guess Thank you. Yes, I think being emotionally attuned to characters and never really vilifying any character that I've directed, I have to learn to understand them and empathize with them. And it's really hard sometimes when, you know, characters are just beasts or monsters. You go, how do I take this on? What's my approach? And Patricia's done an excellent job by giving us a lot of context to who these men are, their backstories. So already we understand what they've been through and, you know, whether it's abuse as a child or a parent that doesn't love them or whatever their situation has been. And it's no excuse. We're not excusing these behaviors, but we do to a point understand going, okay, I see how what you've been through has got you to where you are today. And I try and have that approach with any play and really not judge a character as sometimes as much as I would disagree with their actions.
So you've directed a Patricia Cornelius work before. How would you describe her work and to what extent is it a big advantage having directed Patricia's work before when it comes to directing Savages?
I've been very fortunate. My first interaction with the Patricia Cornelius work was I was assistant director on My Sister Jill alongside Susie D at the Melbourne Theatre Company. And that was a great training ground for me to understand how to treat Patricia's language with the cast. And I was very much learning from Susie, knowing something about rhythm and pace that you cannot avoid with Patricia's language. You just have to treat it as written. You can't mess around with it too much because it's so lean and the way it's written is very to the point. There's no fat or there's no fluff, you know, everything has meaning. So I learned lots doing My Sister Jill with Susie. And then shortly after that, when I was directed in the club on my own, I did have a sense of confidence and support from Patricia to understand, I guess, how to realize her language on stage with an ensemble of actors and how to physicalize, I guess, her text as well, because there is an element of a heightened theatrical form that she writes to. Everything is already at high stakes. So it's my job to bring the cast along and create an environment where they are unafraid to just attack and, not hold back.
So it sounds like actually knowing Patricia personally is really, really helpful for knowing how to not just interpret, I suppose, but actually how to manage the pace and get a sense of how to actually honour the work.
I think in some ways, yes. It's great that Patricia and I have now. I'm grateful that we know each other and she trusts me with her work. And it's a big risk her, you know, giving me Savages and with me doing this take on gender is quite different to how the play was originally done. But I also said to her, it's been done so well and it won so many awards when it was done, directed by Susie D with a cast of men in 2013, that I feel like I had to do something different with it if I was going to direct it myself.
And so, what's Patricia's take on the all kind of, you know, women and non-binary folks as the cast?
She's as excited and probably as nervous as I am because we've both agreed it's an experiment and it's really unknown territory because she did write the show with, you know, men in mind. But I think we're in an interesting place right now where there is so much discussion around gender performativity in particular that it feels like the right time to just push it a bit further and see what we can do with it with a non-male identifying cast.
Very exciting indeed. Savages is playing at Theatre Works the 2nd of September to the 12th, Tuesday to Saturday. That's at 14 Ackland Street in St Kilda. Katan Potofsky, the director of Savages, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thank you, James.
The wonderful Katan Potofsky there. 3CR.